A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. The disciples of Jesus recounted what had taken place along the way and how they had come to recognize him in the breaking of the bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified and thought they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you anything here to eat?" And they gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. And he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, in the prophets and Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses to all of these things." The Gospel of the Lord. About a month ago, someone came up to me in the supermarket and said, "I think we know each other. Are you?" No context, it was a startling surprise. In an email the other day, I found a note from someone with the name of a person I had worked with eons ago, and found in questioning back and forth that, to my surprise, it was right. Who would expect to see someone who was raised from the dead? It's easy to complain that the disciples didn't recognize Jesus at first, but Jesus said, "Touch me. Feed me." And then he taught them. Jesus came to them with his wounds. The divine perfection of rising was not to take them away, but to show them as the signs of the glory of God. What are the wounds that we have healed us or caused us to grow? Signs of the glory of God. I once had viral encephalitis, and I had to learn to walk, to talk, to heal, to see with depth perception problems. I used walkers and wheelchairs, had PT, the whole nine yards. I had to face some of my inner fears and angers. The experience taught me and made me who I am today. It brought forth gifts I use today in responding to the needs of the elderly, the disabled, the dying, and really everyone I meet. I would not recommend it as a way to learn and grow, but for me that woundedness revealed my art, many experiential adult learning methods I use to teach. It transformed me to be able to show the glory of the risen one, even in suffering. Jesus reminds us, "Touch me." Can we allow God to transform us in our woundedness and pain? Can we believe that God can raise up our world? People suffering the horrors of war, forced plane crashes, famine, genocide, fires, and homelessness. In their pain, they need our touch and our help. Can we expect God to do that with us? For we can make a difference. The forgiveness and preaching to which we are witness calls us to touch those in need, to feed the hungry, to believe in them, to stand for those who are most hurting, and prove by our actions that Jesus is alive and present. How can you and I touch the wounds of Jesus today that the glory of God may be revealed and all may know that God is in our midst.